This one's called For the Love of God. And I say it like that because there's an exclamation mark. So it's For the Love of God, exclamation mark. So for the, well, I just did it. Okay. I don't know if you've heard, but the Catholic priesthood just got, oh yeah, I should say this was written back when the Catholic sexual assault, abuse, rapes, molestations were kind of coming to a head. No pun intended. And we were learning about them. So this is obviously old. But imagine if I wrote it. Well, no, I did write it back then. But imagine you're listening to it back then for the first time. It's really makes the listening experience a lot better. How's the drive, by the way? Are you driving or are you in an airplane? Or on a train? Nah, you're probably not on a train. You might be in an air. Nah, I've never really seen people. Well, who knows what's on their iPod? Anyway, I hope the drive is good, whether you're in charge of getting yourself there or you're just sitting back. Anyway, this is called For the Love of God. Please enjoy it. It's about Catholic priests who fuck children. I don't know if you've heard, but the Catholic priesthood just got a whole lot sexier. On February 21st, the Reverend from Latin reverendus, or to revere, John Gagan was sentenced to 9 to 10 years in prison for fondling a 10-year-old boy. Now, that might seem a bit harsh. 10 years for pulling down a kid's swim trunks and squeezing an underdeveloped penis? Hell, I've let worse happen to me for a candy bar. But I was in my 30s. This kid was 10 and scared. Still, 10 years? But wait, there's more, as there most always is. Reading on, you learn that this guy has over 80 civil lawsuits pending against him. One more time, in bold, 80. More than 130 people have claimed various forms of molestation or rape. This guy must have thought he was invincible or something. Maybe even, I don't know, divinely inspired? Perhaps protected by some like-minded force that would reward the good and punish the wicked? The wicked being non-believers or masturbators, of course. I don't know what else you thought I could have meant. Then you find that the charge of rape was thrown out because the statute of limitations had expired. There's a statute of limitations on rape? It's rape! It's not like you got ripped off by some online service and then you spent the next 10 years thinking about whether you wanted to deal with all the hassle of reporting it and bringing it to trial. I would think rape would have a different set of rules. It is, perhaps aside from being tied up and forced to watch your children being eaten alive by your sworn enemy, one of the most life-altering acts of violence that can be perpetuated on another human being. But maybe I'm overreacting. I suppose we should expect that any child, if raped, especially by an authority figure of unreproach, should act with the strength and moral outrage of an adult who, say, got overcharged for their dinner. They wouldn't take it, and neither should that kid. If at the age of 7 he doesn't have the balls to make a formal charge, and it takes him 15 years to get his shit together, then fuck him, the rapist walks.